Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and she's back in the studios. I can't believe this means we're almost at the halfway point of summer already. From the Ioskaronek District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing good.
You know what? We were talking the last time you were here, but let's hope it takes a long time before you have to come back, and it wasn't.
No, it was just like whoosh, and
wow.
Here it was. That's right.
Yeah, but the first 3 weeks of the summer programs have been fantastic.
Yes, they have. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of great performers, yeah. A lot of great kids.
Well, let's pick it up and look at what's coming up for the second half of the summer reading program. And, well, you might as well start off with some comedy, right?
Yeah, we're having a Laughing Fit comedy show with Doug Scheer.
Yeah.
Doug has been with us for quite a few years, and it was funny. A lot of performers know him, and they always go, oh, crazy Doug. That Doug is crazy. And yes, he is. He is well-liked, and he is fun.
All right. Well, Crazy Doug Scheer is going to be, three different times this week.
Yep, he's going to be with us all week, yeah. On Tuesday, July 12th at 10:30, he's going to be at the East Howes Community Center. And then later that day at 2 p.m., he's going to be up at the Escoda Library.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday the 13th, he'll be at Whittemore at 10:30 and Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m.
All right.
And then Thursday, July 14th, Augray at 10:30 and Standish at 2 p.m.
Wow. All right. So he's got a busy week ahead of him,
yes,
for sure.
Yes. And if you can't catch him one place, be sure to catch him another.
That's right.
He's never boring. Never.
And probably no two shows are the same either.
No. Yeah. You just never know what Doug's going to do.
Right. All right. Well, after that, it's the Spoon Man. Is that right?
Yes. It's been a long time since we've had him here.
Oh, okay.
Jim Cruz, he does. He has spoons just like he plays them.
Okay.
He plays them on everything. People. He plays them on walls, on feet, on you name it. He can play a spoon on it.
Wow. All right.
And he's funny. He does some skits and you know, a lot of audience participation. And we get to learn to play the spoons.
I would love to be able to do that sometime. I'm so musically uninclined. It would be great to do that. All right. Well, where's he going to be?
Tuesday, July 19th. He's going to the East Howes Community Center at 10:30 and Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda at 2 p.m.
Plan accordingly, because that's the only day, isn't
it? Yes, one day only.
One day only. And then, oh, I know this guy very, very well. We have been crossing paths for a long time. Paleo Joe?
Yes. He's a paleontologist. He's an author and a storyteller. He brings fossils. He does dinosaur stories. It's really interesting. And it's interesting for kids of most ages, too.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Yes.
It's a little quieter. It's not, it's not a lot of, boom, bang, crazy people. But it's very interesting. And just, it just kind of takes you in.
You're right. Now, he's got a couple of days he's available.
Yeah, Wednesday, July 20th, he's going to be in Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m. and at Omer Little Eagles Library at 6 p.m.
All right.
And then Thursday, July 21st, he'll be in the Augray Community Library at 10:30 a.m. and the Mary Johnston Memorial Library in Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Very good. Yeah, he is interesting. Yeah, I love
don't want to miss
him. You're right. And then, I can't believe it. We're going to talk about the wrap-up here, aren't we?
I know. Last week.
Yeah. And now, what's going to be happening in that last week?
That's going to be the Wildlife Recovery Association. They're out of Shepherd. They are they rehab and release birds of prey.
Okay.
And of course, the birds that they bring are ones that cannot be released. They're educational birds. I know in the past, Joe Rogers, he's around a lot, and man, that man has energy. I have never seen him. You think about these little kids, they're like little tops. Well, I think he still is like that.
Wow.
And he just wants to share that information. He'll answer any question. He'll listen to any story.
Nice.
And my favorite things, he usually brings a vulture.
Ooh.
And those are, you never think of them as kind of fascinating, but after listening to him and finding out some of the things about him and seeing him up close, it is really, you learn a lot.
All right. So with a big bang here, where are they going to be?
Well, Tuesday, July 26th, going to be at the East Howes Community Center at 10:30 a.m., the Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda at 2 p.m., Wednesday, July 27th, Whittemore at 10:30 a.m. and Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m. And then we're going to wrap up Thursday, July 28th, Augray Library at 10:30 a.m. and in Standish at 2 p.m.
Very nice. Well, as always, it's On Your Mark, Get Set, Read for the summer reading programs.
Yes.
And we go through things so quickly. If people want to learn where they're going to be and when, how do they do that?
You can go to IoskaOranekLibrary.org to our calendar page and all the information. And, we have a lot of other things going on. If you want to know about Booked for Lunch, which our friends groups do, very popular. And we have some adult programming coming up too. Very good. And if you want to see what we're doing down the line, we have stuff planned till October or so.
I know that we'll be having you in probably again to talk about the big Halloween time. Yes. You guys do some things there.
I think I'm going to go big this year. Ooh, so we'll see. Right. I think we're going to be everywhere.
Well, very good. Well, it's the On Your Mark, Get Set, Read Summer Reading Program, the Iosco Aranac District Library Summer Reading Program. And from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the fall.
Well, thank you. You too.